And with me this morning is Grand Marais Mayor J. Arrowsmith Decoux, and had a city council meeting yesterday.
Sure did.
And a rather lengthy agenda as it started, and you said added some items to it as well.
That's true. Well, you know, if you want to keep tabs on this, the first meeting we had was 2.5 hours, or a little over. The second one was 2 hours. This one was only 1 hour and 45 minutes. So we are getting down there. But there's a lot of stuff to talk about, so we're taking the time to talk about it.
Understandable. So some of those things would be...
Well, actually, it wasn't that... They weren't that hard as far as what the extra things that were brought up. There were a number of letters of support that various council members requested for different grant programs, like one for the Cook County Tennis Association. It's just a letter of support saying, hey, we really like having tennis courts in the city of Grand Marais, and they're going to use that for their grant applications for getting the tennis courts resurfaced. And then... another one was for a federal trails grant that a local nonprofit is pursuing, as well as the county comprehensive trails plan is seeking some money to figure out how they're going to make the Cook County comprehensive trail plan. So,
okay.
So of course we have a vested interest in those things, and it's very good to make sure that they get support, or that at least have a letter of support from the city.
So all of those things, minor details that take a little time, but all of them very well worthwhile.
Yeah.
Time well spent.
It's really good to have the city weigh in on a lot of those things. And one of the other things that was added was one of the new council members, Tracy Benson's, she just brought a couple of things up and said, hey, guys, do you ever think maybe we should do a timed agenda? Maybe that would be able to keep our meeting times down. We all looked at each other and thought, that's a great idea.
That's a great idea.
We might do that.
On your set agenda, initially you've, I guess a big question on a lot of people's mind is, can everybody get their growlers at the Gunflint Tavern now?
It's true. You can actually get your growlers at the Gunflint Tavern. We asked some questions about the logistics of having, you know, the Raven and the Tavern there next to each other in conjunction with the brewery. But as far as the jurisdiction of the city goes, it really doesn't make much difference for us at the city. If they got it all figured out with the state... then, hey, yeah, start selling your growlers. That sounds great. We all made a joke, too, that it seems like on most of the agendas for our meetings, we've had to deal with something relating to beer. So we're really wondering what the next meeting is going to bring.
Well, you mentioned, too, that a little earlier that you attended the kickoff for the Voyager Brewery.
I did, and the Voyager Brewery is, I think they're going to be open tonight.
Another item on the agenda, strategic planning.
Yes.
It's like that came up for discussion.
So, and this is going to be something that we discuss just about every meeting, I think. The council was given some of the planning documents that have happened in the past, you know, maybe 15 years, 10, 15 years. The comprehensive plan for the city, which governs all the planning and zoning and all the stuff that happens in the city. And then the park master plan, which was a very long public process that yielded some really good things. So we're going to be looking through all of those planning pieces, and then we're going to slowly get ourselves prepared to have a day-long workshop in March where we are able to start setting some priorities for moving forward.
Sounds good. Individual council assignments, committees, do you hear back from those? I noticed in the agenda, the minutes from the last meeting that Councilman Anton Moody had expressed a desire to be on WTIP.
So instead of having me pop up sometimes after the day after a council meeting, you might have Anton.
I think that sounds...
Which is great. You get a little bit of a different perspective. But we had to redistribute some of the council committee assignments because now we do have a fifth member. So Tracy Benson jumped onto the Public Utilities Board, the Personnel Committee, and the North Shore Management Board, which are all... very important positions that require a lot of expertise, and I feel like she's a good person for it. So,
excellent. Anything else come out of the meeting yesterday that you want to share with folks?
Looking at the agenda, there were a lot of really good conversations had, but other than that, things were pretty standard. We did approve the Legion's bingo permit, so that's good news for all of you bingo players who go down to the Legion.
Okay, yeah. So the next meeting for the council will be...
The next meeting is going to be on the 25th of February at 4:30 at the council chambers. And then right after that, Thursday, February 26th, we have the joint powers meeting, which is the city, the county, the tribe, and the school, who all get together, and that'll be here in Grand Marais. We meet quarterly for that, and that that meeting we discuss concerns of all of those different governmental agencies across the county. So it's mm-hmm. it's a very good meeting to go.
Sounds like it's going to be busy end of month for you folks.
Yeah, we have a lot of meetings going on.
Okay. Well, thank you, and we'll look forward to the next opportunity, whether it be you or one of the other members of the city council that comes in and sits in that chair, and we'll look forward to that.
Great.
Coming up. Thank you.
Thank you very much.